Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, founding member of our group, president of Galen Institute, and nobody knows more about health care public policy on the planet than Grace Marie Turner. Nobody works harder than she does. She's the co-author of the outstanding brand new book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. You need to check this out, folks. You're going to want to buy two. You're going to want to keep one and give one away. Grace Marie, they're available wherever books are sold. I know also from your website, right?
From our website, we have a dedicated website, wrongforamericabook.com,
right.
But it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. People need to know this because it is coming at us.
And so when is the official, if you're a small business owner, when is the first date that you're going to have to actually comply with this thing?
Well, I mean, there are all sorts of triggers. Some of them are in effect right now. You've got to provide health insurance. If your health insurance doesn't meet certain tests by the federal government, then you're going to have to get waivers, because if it doesn't provide a high enough limit of coverage.
All right, so
let me give you
an example.
One year after another.
Right now, I provide health care. We pay the premium for a health savings account for our employees. I got less than 50 employees, but even if I didn't, would that qualify me? Would I be okay?
We don't know yet. I am very worried that the companies and the people who value health savings accounts, health reimbursement arrangements, that insurance is going to be declared as not qualifying.
Wow.
But what they will do is wait until after the November 2012 elections to tell people that, when there is nothing else we can do about it. That's why it's so important.
That doesn't seem right. That's not right, Grace Marie.
It is not right. But there's a lot that's not right about this law.
Yeah.
The American people didn't want it passed.
So how can I make long-term plans for my employees and for myself?
Exactly.
If I'm thinking there's a gotcha waiting on me in a year and a half.
Right. It is an anvil hanging over the American economy.
Yeah. Okay, if anybody wondered what a big deal this thing is, folks, and what it's going to be in the next election, two Republican candidates have gotten sideways on this one issue this week. Grace Marie, tell us about it.
Well, Mitt Romney gave a speech last week basically saying that, he hates Obamacare, but he loves Romneycare. The problem is that they're just mirror images of each other. Obamacare is a lot more onerous and a lot bigger. The federal government's a lot bigger than the Massachusetts government, but many of the pillars are the same. And Romney is just he was just hammered by people that should be his.
He ought to have a better answer by now, shouldn't he?
He should. And he says, the individual mandate was right for Massachusetts, but it's wrong for the country. How do you reconcile that?
Right.
And then Newt gets himself crosswise this week, both by saying he likes the individual mandate, but he hates Obamacare. And then he comes out after Paul Ryan saying that he's calling his Medicare reform plan radical. And I'm thinking, Newt hasn't read it. He doesn't understand. What Ryan is talking about is so much less radical than what the president already has done with Obamacare.
This isn't, to me, the point I think to take away from this is here are two viable candidates that probably are going to fail in the nomination process because they're upside down with their followers, with the Republican on the people on the right with regard to health care.
And Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin is going to be announcing for the Senate, most likely, to run for the seat that Herb Kohl is retiring from.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a supporter of Obamacare. And what happened is that these people, a lot of them, Newt and Tommy Thompson, I think they had clients that liked parts of this bill, so they were on the record as supporting it. And now they are having to face the Republican voters who are outraged over this.
Who do you think is on the Republican side is going to be the strongest voice that's going to use Obamacare against President Obama in the Republican campaign? Who do you think?
I don't know that. But I think that's going to be the question the voters are going to ask.
Yeah.
As they listen to these candidates, they listen to their Q&A. A voter came up to Newt in Iowa yesterday just basically saying, get out of the race before you embarrass yourself more.
I saw
so
that.
The voters are going to have their – they're going to find out who's going to carry
the flag. Other than the economy and unemployment, what's going to be bigger than health care in the 2012 election?
I think those are the issues. It's the economy, unemployment, and health care.
Yeah.
And health care is tied to the to the economy, as we talked about.
The smart campaign will weave all that together, won't they?
Yes, and we're providing policy advice to anybody who will listen.
Right.
But, you know, if they're talking about Obamacare is maybe not so bad and they support the individual mandate, they're not going to hear what we have to
The say. Website is wrongforamericabook.com. That's the where you go to find the book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, also available wherever books are sold. Galen.org as well. That's Grace Marie's website. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thanks so much.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.